Maganda yung sinabi kanina ni Rudy, ano, Monsi.
Oo nga pala, si Rudy, siya yung ano, executive secretary ng ano, Episcopal Commission on Prison Pastoral Care ng Catholic Bishops Conference of the Philippines. So, buti naman at napaunlakan tayo ni Rudy Diamante.
Oo nga eh, kararating nga lang niya galing abroad, ano, mabuti naman at ano, okay, napunta siya ngayon, dito at napaunlakan niya ang ating interview.
Ngayon naman, mayroon pinala din tayong makontak at pinagbigyan tayo ng panahon yung ano naman, isang executive secretary ng CBCP
Office on Women.
On Women.
Si Dr. Seni Rotea.
Magandang good morning. Umaga po, Doktora.
Good morning sa inyong dalawa at sa lahat ng nakikinig dito sa Radio Veritas.
Ayan.
Wow, okay. So, alam mo, Doktora, ay gusto ko namin sana ang tanong yun, ano? Mm-hmm. Alam namin na marami ka mga advocacies kayo doon sa inyong office, no? Totally dedicated to the ano yon no? To the cause of women, right? Oo, ngayon na gusto namin
hopefully totoo yung sinasabi mo at magkatotoo
eh dapat ipakita yung katotohanan.
Ay, siyempre naman.
Anyway, gusto ko namin tanungin Dr. Tea, no, nabalitaan namin na marami kayong mga itinatayo na counseling centers in various dioceses, no, in the Philippines. So gusto namin tanungin, ano na ba ang updates dito kung how many counseling centers have been put up at kung ang lahat na ito ay operational na?
Okay. Well, actually, itong counseling centers na inorganize them is not anything new. Mm-hmm. We started it as early as 2200. Pero naman, we started training lang for prospective coordinators. But alam mo, you can train people, pero kung walang logistical support, hindi nangyayari. You know, we gave training to almost 64 dioceses all over the Philippines. Mm. But sadly, siguro mga 8 to 10 lang ang nag-push through na mag-organize dahil nga yung kakulangan ng logistical support. Because you cannot depend entirely on voluntarism. Mm-hmm. Alam mo naman yan. Mm-hmm. Oo, we cannot sustain naman na yung on a monthly basis. Yeah. But I appreciate and thank them for despite that, sige pa rin sila. Yung Sorsogon, meron dyan. At saka sa bukid noon. Okay, ha? Walang support binibigay kami. But still, because their bishops are very supportive. Mm. So, nung ngayon, mag-isip kami itong year nito na we try again. Ano, but we try to get some financial support from Misyo, to which we are very thankful. Ano? Mm-hmm. Yun. So we chose 10 counseling centers, dioceses and archdiocese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this time, we made sure that we dialogue with the bishop. Got the commitment of the bishop.
Maganda nga yun, no? Para makuha nyo ang inyong kanilang support.
Aba, siyempre, at matutuwa ka naman, si Bishop Ambo David is very supportive. Mm-hmm. Bishop Senso.
Lahat yan.
Senson. Baguio. Yes, sa Baguio. At saka, of the 10 proposed, 8 na ang aming na-organize. And about 4 are operational.
So, 8 ang na-organize nyo, 8 dioceses, ha? And then 4... out of 8 for na ang functioning.
Functioning.
Ano ang mga dioceses yun?
Ang nakuha namin na organize at saka functioning is Cagayan de Oro. Archbishop Ledesma is a very supportive to us. Mm-hmm. At saka nung i-launch namin yan, sila mismo ang nag-launch at nag-bless. You beat that? Kaya na magpadala ako ng report sa Misyo, I hope they're impressed that it's the bishops themselves who were there talagang, present. Yan. Andigos, si Bishop Fable. Yes. Very supportive din siya. And then we have sa Malolos. Meron din dyan. And then Novaliches, si Bishop Tobias. Alam mo naman, napaka-proactive na natin yun, ano? And then we have Baguio. Yun ang mga operational na. Now, on Saturday, we will bless as what we call this, kay Bishop Iñiguez.
Sa Caloocan.
Saturday will be there. And on Sunday, we will bless Caceres, Naga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yes, great. Mm-hmm. Great because our bishops are very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
At saka alam nyo, actually, Cebu, we will have one in Cebu. Mm-hmm. Ang aming
Akala ko yung Cebu ay operational na yun.
Operational on their own. We are putting up another one.
Ah.
Dahil the place is so big. The need is so big then that we have to have two.
Ah, right.
Alam nyo, naging why we push aggressively on this, it is also coming from the bishops, from the clergy, yung need dahil ang dami daw kaso.
Mabuti
naman. Nung una, akala ko it's just a perception.
Mm-mm.
Pero lumalabas na talagang through the confessional box daw. Many ang ganyan na nangyayari. Kaya sabi nga ni Bishop David, sabi niya, it's the not only spiritual healing, but healing of
emotionally.
Psychological healing.
Dr. Tia, no, kasi counseling centers to, no? Ano mostly ang kinakounsel nila?
Usually, yung mga victims of domestic violence.
All right.
Ganoon.
Okay. So, it's battery, no? Battery.
Incest, ganyan, madami dyan. At saka sexual harassment, ganyan, karamihan. Meron ding economic, iyang violence. Kung gusto ng lalaki to get hold of the wife, so he will deny her some, alam mo naman, ayaw pagtrabahuhin so that they will be dependent on them, ganoon, things like that. But the problem na nakita naming mas malaki, and we can still do something about it, going into the preventive aspect, the young people.
Mga bata.
Ang dami mga problema tayo, especially in areas na maraming estudyante staying away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga educational hub, that's where we're concentrating now. We have a lot of premarital sex because of the erosion of moral values.
Mm-hmm.
At saka nakikita ko talagang masyado ang problema sa young. So we are concentrating on
so
that.
So very very timely talaga ito.
At saka ang aming counselors, we make sure that we have an adult and a young one. Dahil yung mga young man will not, di ba? They can relate better with the young counselors people, young of generation. Their age.
Yeah, ano yun? Yeah. Are they trained professionally?
Yeah, we conducted the three training sessions dito. Uh-huh. And we paid for the training. They stayed here for 3 days. Mm-hmm. We paid for board and lodging.
Pero hindi sila graduate ng isang...
Merong graduate. Yung sa Baguio, it's a social worker talaga.
Social worker.
Yung ang kinukuha nila, dahil kung professional, we cannot afford them. So we train them on basic skills lang. But they get, they network with professionals.
So baka naman hindi gaanong proper yung word na counselor. Kasi pag na, ano ko ng counselor?
It's a professional. We were thinking of another word, but the word, we call them counseling coordinators. Hindi counselors, counseling coordinators.
Pero diba, ang pagkakalam ko, meron kayong mga volunteers na professionals.
Correct. That's why we network.
Okay.
We network with PNP, we network with DSWD, lalo ang Cebu, ang kanilang networking with professional psychologists. We try to spread out the advocacy and the cooperation with people who are skilled in their line of profession. Hindi namin kaya. Kaya nga sabi ko sa kanila, huwag kayong ma-discourage. They do not expect us to save the world, but to help women. Yung bang primary kwan lang kami. Kumbaga sa barangay, hindi ba all problems are settled on that level.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tapos we go one step higher. Kung hindi namin kaya, we refer them.
Yes. We will refer to the professional.
Yes.
Help.
That's why ang aming staff has to network with all the available resources in the community.
Actually, yung DSWD, mayroon nata sila sa mga
provinces. We have the same, maski sa PNP, but we always say that we have that spiritual dimension. It is a faith-based.
Pero you are network with DSWD.
Oh, yes, we do.
May linkage kayo.
May linkage kami, PNP, mga schools, hospitals, all the stakeholders has to be connected with us.
Maganda yung ganyan, ano?
Hindi namin kaya.
Tama.
Hindi natin. Mm-hmm. And to make it sustainable, you have to involve the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is beautiful in here. During the launching, lahat yung kumbidado.
Tama.
So yung office na yun, yung center na yun, ito ba ay bukas 8 hours a day? Or
8 hours a day.
So talagang full-time workers
full-time.
Ito?
Full-time. Kaya nga, we give honorarium. We give honorarium. Guaranteed for 3 years for as long as you are doing your job well.
Mm-hmm.
Yun ang sabi ng misyo sa amin.
Okay.
So we give some honorarium to the counseling coordinator and to the yung assistant niya. That there are two. At saka we give some, binibigay din namin ng konting allowance for supplies, for telephone.
Paano kung halimbawa volunteer, talagang volunteer lang yun?
Eh, talagang volunteer. Marami naman nagbo-volunteer. Yung iba naman, kaya nadi-discourage eh. They thought it's full-time. Sabi namin, if you have two or three volunteers along different skills or profession, that's enough. Para naman din clinic yan. You don't get patients 8 hours, every minute of the 8 hours. Basta somebody is at the post from 5 to 8 and during emergency.
Meron ako yung hotline dyan.
Kaya nga may telephone, binibigyan namin 1,500 for telephone expenses. So we pay for the training and we pay for the launching.
Okay. Yes. Doon ba sa inyong apat na na-operational for the next? Ilang taon na yung apat na yun?
Wala, nag-start lang kami ng March eh.
Ah, ito. So, di pa natin maari makuha siguro yung data kung ano.
Meron na kami dumadating na mga data.
So halimbawa, sa Baguio, gaano ka anong frequency ng cases?
Well, it all depends.
Isang buwan halimbawa.
We cannot determine yet dahil bago lang nagsipag-umpisa, but we are receiving reports already because we don't give the allowance unless they make a report.
So halimbawa yung sa March until now nagka halimbawa naka-sampu na ba ng cases
or sa Pampanga?
Nakasampu na sila.
In a monthly basis.
In a monthly basis.
In a monthly
In Cebu?
Cebu ang reporting na, wala pa kami ngayon sa Cebu. We will just start. But siguro within 6 months, i-chart ko yan eh. Gagawa ako ng chart.
Pero there's already one operational in Cebu, di ba? Sabi ninyo.
Well, that was organized by the Archdiocese. Ang gagawin lang namin, maggagawa ulit kami ng another center. Because na magpunta kami doon, parang the service cannot cope with the number of clients.
Saka yung client na yan, hindi naman yun pagdating doon, yun, tapos na.
Tapos may, na,
may,
no.
May follow-up session.
At saka if you will, if you remember the map of Cebu, mahaba yan. Yeah. Eh kung hindi dito ka, what about the rest? Yes. Yeah. So sabi namin, if you're going to put one, it should be at least far from this so that you cover the whole.
Both ends at least.
We take into consideration the geographical location.
Meron tayong 82 dioceses. Mukhang malayo-layo pa tayo.
Pero, pero alam mo, the moment nag-spread yung word that we are really making a difference, I think the bishops will support
that's
it.
That's a very big work, Dr.
I'm just curious. Kanina na-mention mo yung domestic violence, mga ganon. Has the phenomenon of the OFW pumasok na sa inyong areas?
Well, we provided some basic skills training ng counseling for OFW. Ang lumalabas dyan, ang pumapasok dyan ay humihingi lang ng advice na how to go about the process. So, ang aming part dyan ay to educate them on the process of applying. Nasasabihin namin na you get the right persons to apply with. Preventive yun sa amin. Ang marami din dyan about poverty.
Kasi may nabasa ako na ang isa sa malaking problema sa mga OFW, yung kumakaliwa, di ba? Yung kanta nga.
That's part of the family life. Kaya nga may mga domestic violence pag dumating at nalaman. Yun.
Okay. So, napakaganda itong opisina to. Sana lumaganap at mapadami natin, pati sa mga parish level, malagyan natin.
Hopefully. Pero alam mo, ang programa natin dito, Monsi, alam mo naman, we do not have access down to the level of the parish. Sa atin, ang ating statutes ata, you go to the bishop and then the bishop goes down. So, ang aming target, diocesan.
I see.
Okay,
diocesan. And then bahala na yung diocese to
Dr. Rotea, kasi maliit na panahon na lang natitira sa atin. Okay. No? Meron kong gustong itanong sa inyo muna. Kasi nga ay malaking trabaho ito, di ba? At malaki pa ang dapat ninyong marating. Paano kayo makakakuha ng mga volunteers or mga katuwang dito sa inyong trabaho?
Alam mo, ang nakikita ko, matagal na rin naman ako sa simbahan, there will always be volunteers.
Are you asking for volunteers or are they counting?
Bahala na yung nag-organize. Mm-hmm. Sila ang mag-take ng initiative to invite people. The way we look at it, madami. Mm-hmm. Lalo pagka ang obispo ang nag-call. They come. Ganoon. They come.
Okay, mm-hmm. So maganda at least alam mm-hmm. ninyo na maraming tutulong talaga, no? Oh, once oh, you have started oh, oh. in this.
Maraming kind-hearted.
Ayan.
Okay, so, wala na yata tayong oras.
Maraming salamat po, Dr. Zeller.
Baka naman pwede nating hingyan ng message si Dr.
Sa ating mga kapatid.
Well, ano kaya ang message? Kundi unang-una nagpapasalamat kami sa mga obispo nating tumatangkilik dito sa programa nito. It only shows that they have that high regard for women, di ba? And they are concerned sa kababaihan at sa kabataan. Mm-hmm. And I hope they will continue doing that, giving us support, and their prayers are very much
appreciated.
Okay. And expected.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tea.
Okay, thank you.
Yan, Executive Secretary ng Office on Women.
CDCP Office on Women.
Okay,
okay. Okay, so magandang umaga po at kami magbe-brief po muna, magbabalik po kami, dyan lang po kayo.
Thank you.